You're listening to SBS News.
Scientists have discovered similarities in nuclear DNA between at least 13 Neanderthals in a world-first study. Study author Benjamin Peter says they were able to identify a couple of relatives among the group by examining tiny bone fragments.
And so what we found there is that, yes, we have two individuals that we think are a father and a daughter. And so sort of the evidence for that is that one is that we, if you look at them over the entire nuclear genome and look at how distinct they are from each other, how many differences they are, they have many fewer than we see for if you just take, say, two other bones or teeth and compare those.
Alongside the father-daughter duo were other relatives, thought to be an aunt or a cousin, all sharing a lot of DNA. Eva Dutkiewicz is the curator of the Stone Age Department at the Museum for Pre and Early History in Berlin. She says the discovery of a family tree allows both researchers and the general public to relate more to the study.
And I think it's also very touching when you get so close to these individual fates and say, yes, this is the father and here is the cousin and they lived in a cave. That gives us more of a picture of life than just bones and stones. It becomes people who are close to us. And I think that is very touching, not only for scientists, but also for the general public.
It turns out the low genetic diversity was understood by the authors to suggest that Neanderthals, at least in the remote foothills above a river in Siberia, lived in small communities of around 10 to 20. It's rare to find bones from multiple Neanderthals from the same time and location. The leading hypothesis among the authors was that the two caves may have been a short-term hunting stop for the Neanderthals. Ksenia Golubova is the leading researcher at the Institute of Archaeology at the Russian Academy of Sciences. She says this research is a world first.
The new research significantly adds to our, let's say, puzzle pieces, our knowledge of ancient Neanderthals' communities and how they lived, what kind of society they had, even some marriage customs, as it turns out. This kind of research has not yet been conducted in the world.
The study identified other genetic makeup clues from the mitochondrial DNA, passed down from the mother, and the Y chromosome, passed down from the father. Female genetic clues showed more genetic differences than male ones, suggesting that female Neanderthals may have moved between groups more frequently. These discoveries were revealed by the scientific community, Ms. Kolobova believing it is important to understand as much as possible given the inherent links in our species.
Neanderthals are our ancestors. That is, each of us carries about 1.2 to 4% of the Neanderthal genome, depending on our relatives from Africa and Oceania, and all Neanderthals disappeared when our ancestors came. So, on the one hand, we receive some character traits from them, our skin colour, our diseases. On the other hand, most likely, we were the cause of their extinction. Therefore, it is important for us to know as much as possible about them.
Neanderthals lived across Europe and Asia for hundreds of thousands of years, but they died out approximately 40,000 years ago, shortly after our species, the Homo sapiens, arrived in Europe from Africa. The sheer scale of the time span in question is something that Mr. Peter says makes this discovery even more striking.
I mean, the first thing that really surprised me is actually that they likely lived at the same time, right? Because when Neanderthals, it's always, you talk about really, really long time scales. You talk about time scales of thousands and tens of thousands of years often. And yeah, it's quite striking that one finds individuals that likely lived around the same time.
Excavating Neanderthal DNA is a relatively recent scientific endeavor, with the first research on the matter published a little over a decade ago. Until this latest study, scientists had only sequenced 18 Neanderthal genomes, with the findings amounting to little by way of genetic links between them.